We begin the current Tav, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Tes. Begin 19 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halachas of a previous Mishnah regarding groups of people that don't have a portion of the world to come. Says the Mishnah, Der hafloga ein lamcheik layim abav v'chulu. The generation of the dispersion do not have a portion of the world to come. Says the Gemara, Mayavad, what do they do that they lost their portion of the world to come? So Amin Debei Reb Shilai, they said in the Yeshiva Reb Shilai that the people from that generation said, Nivna Migdal, let us build a tower, V'nal Rikia, and let us go up to the skies. And this was at the times by Avraham Avinu. That was the time in history when this was after the Mabel, 10 generations later, and they said, let us build a tower and go up to the sky. V'nako Isa B'Kardumas, let's hit away, knock away at the sky with hatchets, so that the water should be able to come down, as some of Farshim explained, so that there's not going to be a flood, because we're gonna knock it all down, we're going to get away all the rain that Hashem has up there in heaven. So they scoffed at this in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, in this interpretation. They said, Imkain, if that would be the case, that they built a tower so that they could climb up to the sky, then why would they have built it, as the Torah tells us, in a valley? Livnu achad betura. Then they should have built it on one of the mountains, and then they could be closer to get up to the sky where you're claiming that they wanted to go up to fight against Hashem, to be able to hack away at the sky. So El Rather Amr Yirmiyahu Bar Elazar says, actually, Nechaku L'Gimel Kitas, the Dera Floga was split up into three different groups. Achas Imeres Nala V'Neshim Sham. One group says, let us go up and just settle over there on the top of the tower as a way of safety. The Achas Imeres, which obviously would be the same case even in the valley. One says, let's go up and serve Avodah Zarah. Another one says, let us go up there in the tower as a way of waging a war. But neither one of them is saying that they going up to hack away at the sky, but just the different advantages for going up to the top of a tower. So the Gemara tells us that the group that says, let's go up and just settle over there, let's just hide away there in the top of the tower, Hafitzim Hashem. So the punishment commensurate was that Hashem dispersed them throughout the entire world, not to be concentrated just there on the top of that ivory tower, but rather to be spread out throughout the world. The group that says, let's go up and let's wage a war. They became monkeys, viruches, and spirits, which is without a body, without a form. Besheidim and demons, which they have the form of a person, and they eat and they drink like people, but they don't have the physical body. The Lilin, and also a similar type of a spirit that they have the form of a person, just they have wings, as the Gemara explains in Masechtas Nidah, Nundalim and Beis. Bezusha Meres Nala B'Navra, but it's come the other group that said that let's go up and serve Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk tells us, Ki Sham Balal Hashem Sfas Kol Ha'aretz, there by the tower, by the Migdal Bavel, that's where Hashem mixed up the language of all the land, meaning he confused, everyone was speaking a different language so that they cannot concentrate and focus their efforts, one with his friend, to go and together serve idol worship. That was the three different groups and the three different punishments accordingly. Tanya Lutin Abraiser, Nasnam, he says, Kulam Nashem Avodah Zarah Niskabnu. All of their intentions were to serve Avodah Zarah. How do we know that? Ksivach, it says over in the Pasuk, when they said, let's go build the tower, they says, not to launder shame, let's make a name for ourselves. Ksiv Hasim, it says over there, Pasuk in Shemais, V'shem Elohim Achem, L'Yisaskiru, do not mention the name of other gods, meaning don't do Avodah Zarah. Malahal, just like over there, that used the term shame, is Avodah Zarah, is referring to idol worship. Afkan, Avodah Zarah here also is referring to doing Avodah Zarah. Amr B'Yechni says, Migdal, this tower, this infamous tower of Bavel, Shlish Nisraf, a third of it was burnt. Shlish Nivla, a third of it was, its foundation was swallowed up into the ground up until a third, where the top third was burnt. And Shlish, the middle third, was Kayim, that was sustained in the ground, not that it's flying in the air, but just a third of it got swallowed in the ground, top third got burnt, and the middle third is still around. Now Amar Rab, Rab says, Aver Migdal, the airspace, meaning the top of the tower, like we say, the airspace of a city. In other words, whoever is around the area of the tower and he sees the airspace and the height of the tower, Mishakeh, it causes that he forgets his learning, because that was what was decreed on that place, that it causes forgetfulness. And that's actually what happened, that they forgot their language. Everyone got confused. No one knew what the other one was speaking. That is actually for eternity that it causes forgetfulness. So to Amr Rav Yisrael, he says, Bavel u'Bursif, these two places of Babylon and Bursif, Simen Ra L'Taira, that their names are bad signs for Taira, meaning it causes a person to forget his learning, because these two places are in the airspace, in the vicinity of the Tower of Babel. As the Gemara says, my Borsif, why is it called Borsif? That's the Siman Ra. Even its own name indicates that. Amar Basi says, Bor Shafi, because Sin and Shin are interchangeable, which the Samach is like a sin, that it's like a pit that its water was emptied out. In other words, that a person forgets whatever he learned, where Shafi is like Hashefes Ayayin, that he pours slowly from one cup to another cup, and that's what's called Bursa. And why was Bavel called Bavel? Because it also makes a person forget his learning, like Rav Yisuf says, because there was Balal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mixed up their languages, and it caused forgetfulness. That's the same idea of Bavel and Bursa, that they're both a bad sign for one's learning, because it caused him to forget his learning. Now the Mishnah said, "Anshei Sedoim Einlam Chelik LaMabav V'Chulu." The people of Sedoim, the infamous biblical city of Sedoim, do not have a portion of the world to come. So Tarmon won't learn the Brisa. Anshei Sedoim Einlam Chelik LaMabav. They don't have a portion of the world to come. Shalom, like it says the Pasuk in Bereishis. Says, "Va'anshei Sedoim Roim B'Chatom LaShem Oid." The people of Sedoim were very much wicked and sinful in front of Hashem. So these two terminologies, Roim Bo'il Mazeh, wicked means in this world, but chatam and sinners means loyim abba in the world to come. Meaning even there, they don't have a portion, they're considered sinners. Amar Yehuda, he says, the two terminologies of ra'am chatam, ra'am bad means begufam with their body, meaning to say that they were steeped in sexual immorality. But chatam and sinners means b'mayim with their money. As the Gemara explains, ra'am begufam, how do we know that bad means with their body? The Chassid says, the Pasuk in Bereishis, that Yosef is telling Eishes Potiphar, "Ve'ech esa harah ha'gadol hazeh," how could I do this great wickedness, "ve'chatasi le'elikim," that I will be a sinner to God, meaning which she was trying to entice him to engage in zima, in sexual immorality. So we see that the word harah, ra, refers to one's body. "Ve'chatam b'memayim," the Chassid, and how do we know that sinfulness regards a person's money, like it says the Pasuk in Devarim, where the Pasuk forewarns a person, "Ishamalcha," that you should be careful, penir davim levavcha b'liyad, that lest there be something with your heart that's against God, where etc., where the Pasuk says that saying, you're going to say that, oh, the seventh year is coming, the year of Shemitah, and you're going to have a stingy eye to your brother who's poor, and you're not going to give him and lend him money, because you know, hey, comes the Shemitah year, all the loans are cancelled, and says the Pasuk, v'hoye v'chochet, it's going to be considered for you a sin, which is regarding lending a person's money. So we see that chet is referring to a person's money. When it says that they were very sinful, Lashem, to Hashem, Zubirchas Hashem, that refers to blasphemy, to cursing God. Ma'id, very much, means Shemiskavnim Mechaitim, because they were deliberate and sinner, that they intended, their focus was to sin towards Hashem. But Mesnitatan, in the Brisa, we learn actually the opposite. Roim means B'mamainim, that they were bad means with their money, B'chatam, and sinful means B'gufim with their body. How do we know? Ra'am b'mamayim d'chsev, bad means with their money, as it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, v'ra'eincha b'achicha ho'evyon, that your eye will be evil to your poor, destitute brother, which is that you're not going to lend the money, which is the same idea, that it's referring, it's ra' as b'mamayim. V'chatam b'gufan d'chsev, how do we know that sinfulness is regards to a person's body? Where Yosef also said over the b'chatasi le'likim, that I will be considered sinner to God, which could also, therefore, either way, it could be that ra'am b'chatam is b'guf b'mamayim, either from ra' or chatam. Continues the Brisa Lashem, as the first interpretation says, Zu Birchas Hashem, that refers to blasphemy towards God. And the Brisa interprets Mo'id very much, Zu Shvichas Dam, that refers to the people of Stayim, that they practiced the murder. Shenemak, it says the Pasuk in Melachim Beis, Gam Dam Noki Shofech Menashe Harbei Mo'id V'Goyim, that also a lot of innocent blood did Menashe, the wicked king, spill. So we see the Mo'id refers to Shvichas Dam regarding murder. The people of Sedeim were not arrogant, only because of the great good that Hashem showered upon them. Because of Mak Sivbem, what does it say regarding the people of Sedeim? As the Pasuk in Eiv says, it says, Eretz mimeno yitzi lechem, a land that from it would come out bread, meaning it was a land of great satiation and good. But then the bottom of it got overturned like fire, meaning as the incident was that the whole Sedeim was overturned. Which this was a place, Mekim Svir Avaneha, that its stones were like sapphires, Va'afri Zov Loy, and they had golden dust in the ground. Nasiv Lo Yedoy Ayat, its paths no thieves knew. V'loy Shesafasu Ayin Ayah, neither did the eyes of a spy take a hold of the land of Sedeim. Lehi Jichu B'nei Shachatz, that there were no beasts that would go through the city of Sedeim. Lo Odo Lav Shachal, neither did a lion come through the town. Meaning they had great bounty and blessing. So Amr, the people of Stim said, if the place where we live is a land where bread just comes out of the ground, so to speak, that we have such an abundance of blessing, and we have our dirt, our dust is like gold, so why do we need passerbys? They only come to our town because they want to take away from our money. So they said, let's cause it to be forgotten that there are such a concept as passerbys that no one should ever pass by our land. Shem, like it says in the Pasig, Paratz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breached Nachal, a stream of sulfur and fire, Me'im Gar, from the place of where it usually would be up above, and threw it down on the people of Sodom, which they were a place, HaNeshkacha Miniregel, which was forgotten for them that there was even the foot of the passerby, Dalu Me'enosh, which was that it was taken away from them and straying from them the people from their land, no, which caused them to be an eternal wandering, which that the whole of Stein was ultimately destroyed. Darish Rav expounded, "What does it mean the pasuk in Tehillim? Ad ono tahisusu al ish. Up until when will you plot scheming on a man? Teratzchu kulchem, that you will all murder. How? Kikir notu, like a leaning wall. Gadr hatchuya, the pushed fence. What does this mean? This teaches that in Sedaim, they would look at people that had money, and they would place him, they would make him go near a leaning wall, and they would push the wall on him, and they would kill him, and they would come and they would take his money. So to Dorish Ravi expounded, mind us, it wasn't in the pasuk in Iyev, that he digs in the darkness houses, yoimam chismu lamoy, during the day, it's like locked up, as if lo yadu ar, as if they don't know light. In other words, it's totally locked up. What does this mean? Melamed shayu noisim einei bebalimam. This teaches that the people of Sedaim were very lustful after money. They would look at wealthy people. Mafkidim etzlei afarsiman, and they would deposit their afarsiman, their very aromatic spice, by the wealthy people, so that the wealthy person should hold on to him, so that the wealthy person should place his deposit of a farsim in Bebeisk and Nizem, in their treasure houses, in their vaults. Now, le'erev, in the evening, they would come, and they would smell their afarsim, kekelev, like a dog who is a sniffer. Shem, like says the pasuk in Tehillim, yeshuvu le'erev, they would return in the evening, yeomu kekelev, howl like the dog, bisovu ear, and go around the city. And once they would be able to smell where the afarsiman is coming from, they would be able to realize where this person's vault is. And they would come and they would dig over there, but not unless the mom, and they would take that wealthy person's money. And since the custom of the depositor was that they would wrap it and seal it, that's what it says, that during the day it was sealed, and at nighttime they would come and they would dig in the wealthy person's house and steal all his money. The Pasuk in Iyev says, Arim holchu, naked they would go to sleep, mibli lavush. This refers to the poor people that would come to Sedaim without any clothing. Then ksus bakar, and there was no clothing, no garments in the cold. Chamor yisaymin hagu, the donkey of the orphans, they would chase away. Yechavlu sharamana, they would take as collateral the ox of the widow. Gvulas yisigu, they would breach the boundaries of other people. Eder gazlu bayiru, they would steal the flock and they would take it out to pasture. Vahu lekvaris yuval, and he would be taken out to the grave. Val gadish yishkot, and on the mound he would go quickly. Darish Rabbi Yisi b'tzipari, the Gemara tells that Rabbi Yisi expounded these psukim that we mentioned before in the Beis HaMedrash, like that of chasim b'chayshir batim, what the people of Sedaim would do, that they would give the afarsiman and they would dig at nighttime in the wealthy people's houses to get to their vault because they could smell it. And the Gemara tells that achasra nahi lelia, that night after Rabbi Yisi gave his shir, they dug that night in Tzipari, tlas meya machtarta b'tzipari, 300 people dug caves, dug tunnels in Tzipari through the smell of a farsman, which they were able to smell, which they deposited with the wealthy people of Tzipari, and they knew where the money was placed. So the Gemara tells us, Asu v'kumetzarli, so the wealthy people came and they were herding Rabbi Yisi. Armuli, they said to him, Yahavis orchil ganavi, giving ideas to the thieves to steal all our money? Amluhi said to them, Miyavi Adan and Dasaganavi, did I think that thieves are going to come to my shir? How should I know that they're coming and listening to this advice and using it against you? Gemara tells Ki Kanach Nafshid Rabbi Yisi, when Rabbi Yisi passed away, Shafi Mirzarvi de Tzipari Dama, the gutters of Tzipari were streaming blood, where because he was a great person, and it's signifying the great loss, and just because we said that they had dug tunnels in Tzipari, which was the place where Rabbi Yisi lived, it brought this this story just to tell us that when he passed away, just to say that he was from Tzipari, and that's why he was lecturing over there, and that caused that those who came to the shir who were going to love him, he had good ideas how to break into the vaults of the wealthy. Continuing on the theme of the wicked practices of the people of Sedaim, Amri, the people of Sedaim said, the Islei Chad Turah, whoever has one ox, Mari Chad Yoima, has to take out to graze, which that was the custom of the people of Sedaim, whoever had one ox, has to take out to pasture all the animals of the city for one day. The Leslei, whoever doesn't have any oxen, Liritrei Yemi, has to graze the oxen for 2 days. Now, Hahu Yasma Bar Malah said there was a certain orphan, the son of a widow, where he didn't have any oxen. Havuloi Tari Lameri, so they gave him oxen to go out to take out to pasture, and he was upset, he doesn't even have, and he has to work even double of a person that does have. So Azul Shaklin Nebukatlin, he went, he took their oxen, and he killed them. Amlahu, he said to the people of, this orphan said to the owners of the oxen, as we continue to Medeis, the Islei Tari, whoever has one ox, Nishkal, and they were all killed, Nishkal Chad Mashkal, let him take one of the hides. The Leslei Tari, whoever doesn't have any of the oxen, Nishkal Trei Mashkal, let him take two of the hides. Amalei, they said to him, my high, what is that? Why would someone who doesn't have any oxen take two of the hides? Amlahu, he said to them, safety in the Kitchilas Dina, let the end of this judgment be like the beginning of the judgment. Matchilas Dina, just like the beginning of the judgment, you say, the Islei Tari, whoever has an ox, Mari Chad Yema, has to take out the pasture one day, the Leslei Tari, whoever doesn't have any oxen at all, Mari Tari Yema, has to take out for to graze for 2 days. Of safety, so to the end should be the same thing. The Islei Chad Tari, whoever had one ox, Lishkol Chad, should take one of the hides. The Leslei Tari, whoever didn't have any of the oxen, Lishkol Trei, let him take two. Moreover, the custom of the people of Sedaim was the Ove B'Mavra, whoever would pass through there, where they had these places where the water was very strong, and their law was, whoever passed through that place, Nesiv Chad Zuzah, would have to give one Zuzah. The Loy Ove B'Mavra, whoever would not go through that the strong water, that the pathway that they had to get through, rather would come through a different way, Nesiv Trei, would have to give two. Now, the Havalei Dara Delivni, whoever had a row of bricks, and he was in the middle of cementing them and making the wall, so Asikal Chad V'Chad Shakli Chadis, everyone of the people of Sedaim would come and take just one of the bricks. Amalei Anochad D'Shakli, and we tell the guy, whoa, what I do already? I took just one brick. Similarly, the Havashadi Tumay Shamchi, if someone was spreading out garlic or onions to dry them out, so Asikal Chad V'Chad Shakli Chadis, every person of Sedaim would come and just take one. And Aymer Lai, they would tell the guy who was stolen from, what I take away from you? I took only one. I didn't take anything from you. But everyone taking one, obviously stole all his produce and made his wall totally disappear. There were four judges in Sedaim. And their names give it away. Shakroi, liar. Vishakruroi, big liar. Zayofe, a forger. Umatlidina, and the perverter of justice. Now, some of the laws that they educated was the machile le itza de chavri umaplele, whoever hit and injured his friend's wife and made her miscarry, amrile, they would tell him, yavin ale, give your wife to that perpetrator, that he should lay with your wife until he impregnates her. Dina abrin alech, that he could then impregnate her and to make a new child for you, because that's what he took away from you. The pasuk leilu udin the chamer the chave, whoever would cut off the ears of the donkey of his friend, amrile, they would tell the victim, havenale, give that perpetrator the donkey atakatcha until the ears grow back, so that he can give you back what he took from you. The padele lechavre, whoever injured his friend, amrile, they would tell the victim, havle agra, pay money to the perpetrator deshakalachdam, because he did what was a Talmudic service, which is bloodletting, that he took blood from you, so you owe him money for that. Dava b'mavra, whoever passed to get through the water on the ferry, yav arbazuz, he has to pay a tariff of forzuz. Dava b'maya, whoever would avoid going through the ferry, would actually pass through the water by his feet, yav tamanazuz, he has to give eidzuz. Zimnecha, the one time asahu kaivis, a certain launderer, that iklasim, they came over the tisadayim. Amalei, havdal zuz, they said when he was coming in, they said, you got to pay forzuz. Amalei said, what do you mean? I didn't take the ferry. And the b'maya, I went through the water. Amrilei, imkein, hab temani de avis b'mai, then you have to give eight because you went through the water. Lo yavi, he thought that was insane, he didn't give. But you, they injured him. So also coming to Dayan, he came in front of the judge to say he wanted reparations for the injuries. Amalei, so the judge told him, havle agra de shakaloch dama. First of all, you have to pay the perpetrator money for the service that he did for letting blood from you. And v'temani zuz, de avis b'mai, you always have to give the eight zuz because you passed by the water instead of four had you taken the ferry. And the Gemara tells that Eliezer Eved Avram is Rami Hasim. Eliezer, who is the servant of Avram, he happened there in the town of Stein. And Padu, and they injured him. Asla Kamedei, and they came in front of the judge. Amalei, the judge said to him, Havlei Irgu, the Shakal Achdam, you have to pay the perpetrator who took blood from you. So Eliezer went and Shakal Glola, he took either it was a stick or a brick, Padu Ihu Ladiyane, and he smashed it on the judges, and he injured the judge. So Amal, the judge said to Eliezer, my high, what is this? Why are you injuring me? So Amalei, so Eliezer said to him, Igru denafik li minach, the money that you owe me, have nehalal halai, just go give it to that guy who let blood from me, vizuzi didika dekame kame, and my money will stay where it is. You owe me money for that, I let blood from you, go just give it straight to that guy who I owe money, who let blood from me. The Gemara tells the Havilu Puryasa, the people of Stim had a certain bed, they have a magni ala orchin, that anytime there was a guest, they would make him sleep on that bed. Now, kimarach, when the guest was longer than the bed, gaizilei, so they would cut him shorter with a knife to make him fit into the bed. Kigutz, when he was too short, maschinlei, they would stretch him out until they pulled out his bones from his limbs to make him longer. Eliezer Eved Avram Iklahasim, and one time Eliezer, the slave of Avram, was there. Amrulei kum gonepur, they said, okay, you're staying the night, please sleep on this bed. Amalahin, he said to them, Nidra Nadri, Minyema de Misesim. He said, I took a vow from the day that my mother passed away, Leganina Purya, I'm not going to sleep on the bed. And that's how he avoided sleeping on that vicious bed. Now, Kav Mesramalu Anyu, whenever a pauper would happen upon the wicked city of Sadaim, Yavule Kolchad Bechad Dinaris, everyone would give him a coin, everyone would give him money. Beksiv Shemeale, and he would write his name on it so that they could recognize, after, as we'll see shortly, the incident, what they would do to him, to recognize which is his coin, and that to be able to take it back. Now, because Veriftalev Mamtile, so the guy had all the money, he's all excited, goes to the shop, but no one would give him bread. They stipulated that no one should sell him any piece of bread, and he would die of hunger. Kavamis, when he would pass away, Osakal Chad Bachat Shakadin, the M would go to the poor person and take back his own money. Hachi Asni Badnayu, this is the stipulation amongst the people of Sadaim, that Kol Man Demazman Gavra, whoever invites a guest, By hosting him, lebehi lula, to a wedding, to a festive party, leshalach glima, so then they're going to strip him of his clothing for whoever it is that invited that guest. Havahai hilula, there was a certain party, certain wedding. Ikla Eliezer lahasam, Eliezer happened to come to that wedding. But they didn't give him any bread. Kibay lemisid, when he wanted to sit down and dine with them, so us Eliezer the Eved Avram came, the yasav lesifa the kul, and he sat at the end of the table. Amrulay, they said to him, Manas Manachlahacha, who invited you here? So Amalei, so Eliezer said, Lahudi Yosef, to the one that we're sitting next to, he says, what do you mean? Atazimantan, you invited me. So Amar, so that person said to himself, Dilma Shami bi, Danaz Manise, Umashachli Mani, the Hagavi says, maybe people are going to overhear what he just said, and they're going to think that I'm the one that invited him, and they're going to strip me of my clothing. So Shakal Glime, Ahudi Yosef Gabe, so the one who was sitting next to him, quickly took his clothing, Virat Labar, and he ran outside. He was afraid that maybe people are going to hear that his claim that he invited them, and they're going to strip him of his clothing. So then Eliezer went and sat next to the second guy, and he said the same thing. And he did this to every single person, until he did it to everyone at the party, Adinafki Kul, until everyone ran out, Vachli Ihu Lisudasa, and then Eliezer ate up the whole Suda himself. Now, Aviyahi Ravisa, there was a certain young girl in Sidayim, that was kamafka rifta la'anya b'chatzba, they would take out bread to the poor in a pitcher. When she was going out to draw water, she would hide the bread in the pitcher to give to the poor. However, gloy milsa, but this was revealed that she was feeding the poor. So shafyu, they smeared her with duvsha, with honey, v'ukmu al igar shura, and they put her on top of the city walls, asi zibur v'achlu, and then bees came because of the honey, and they consumed her. That's what the pasuk says in Bereishis. B'yim Hashem, and Hashem said, "Zaka Sedeim va'amoyre kiraba." That the scream of Sedeim and Moyre, that's very great. We have Amar B'yudim Rabbi says, "Al iske riva." The word "raba" can be read "riva" because of the incident of the young girl. Mishnah told this miracle. Me'en l'machoik ma'ba. The spies who were sent to Eretz Yisrael, who came back with this slanderous report, do not have a portion of the world to come. Shemak says in the pasuk, "Vayimusu ha'noshim meitzi yedibes ha'aretz rabe magefa." That the men who had spread the slanderous report about Eretz Yisrael died in a plague. Now, there's two terms. Vayimusu, they died ba'il mazeh in this world. But magefa in the plague is redundant because we know they died. It tells us l'ayim ba that even for the world to come, they don't have a portion. The Mishnah told us, The assembly of Kairach, who were swallowed in the ground, do not have a portion of the world to come. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, about the chasalei ma'aretz, that the earth covered over them. That's ba'olam hazeh in this world. But yevdim teichakol, that they're lost from amongst the assembly. That's la'olam hazeh, the world to come. Dibri Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Yazim, he says, aliyam ha'makasav, regarding them, the pasuk says, Hashem meimestu mechai, Hashem kills and brings back to life. He brings down to the Gehenna, but he brings them up, where although the Adas Kerech went down into the ground, they will come up and have a chelek b'yom haba. The Tambon in the Braisa, Adas Kerech ein lem chelek maba. As we said before, the assembly of Kerech do not have a portion of what to come. Shemaik says in the Pasuk, but the chaslema arts that the earth covered over them, that's b'yom hazeh in this world, but even to chakal, the lost from amongst the assembly, that's lem haba to the world to come, that's the Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Yehud ben Meseirim, he says, harehin ka'aveda ha-mespakeshes. They're like a lost item which is being looked for, meaning that they will come to the world to come, because that's what David says regarding the Bnei Kairach. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, to isi kise oived, that I got lost like a wandering, sheep, where that they got blundered like a lost sheep. But you, with your great mercy, Hashem, bakesh avdecha, seek your servant and bring them to olam haba. Ki mitzvah sechel eshachachti, because your commandments I have not forgotten, meaning because they fulfilled all your mitzvahs. Like the pasuk says in Midrash Tezayin, ki kol ha'edah kulam kadoshim, because the entire assembly were holy. But they made this grievous mistake, which ultimately brought to their downfall. But since they are righteous, therefore bring them to the world to come. And that's what Rebbe Ben Seir says, that they will look for them and bring them to olam haba. The pasuk says, "Mamidba biyikach kerech the kerech took." Amr Shlokish, he says, "Shalokach mekech ral asim." What does it mean? Kerech took means that he took a bad acquisition for himself because he started this whole fight with Moshe Rabbeinu. Why was it called kerech? Shenasa kercha biyisrael, because he caused a bald spot in the Jewish people, meaning he was swallowed into the ground and an important part of Klal Yisrael was lost. Ben Yitzer, when it says he was kerech the son of Yitzer. Why is that important to say Yitzer? It's because it refers to something. Ben Shir Tiach Alav Eskel Olam. He's a son that angered the entire world on him. Ketzarayim, like the noon sun, which is very burny. That refers to Yitzer, which is Tzarayim, that he caused this great anger on himself. Who was Ben Kahas, who was the son of Kahas? Well, although it's really saying he's Karech, the son of Yitzer, the son of Kahas. But each name, when you're saying a wicked person, refers to different things that are regarding him in wickedness. Ben Kahas, Ben Shehika Shina Melidov, he's the son who weakened, knocked out the teeth of the one who gave birth to him, and he embarrassed his ancestors with his wicked ways of what he did in the Jewish people. Going up another generation, Ben Levi, the son of Levi, what this refers to is Ben Shanas Levi Begehenim, he's a son who was an escort for his assembly into Gehenim. Ask the Gemara of Elekshav Nami Ben Yaakov, why doesn't it say one more generation up, who Levi was the son of Yaakov, which you could also interpret wickedly, Ben Sha'akov Atzma LeGehenim, a son who tricked himself into Gehenim. On Rav Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, he says, because Yaakov beat Kishrach Mimal Atzma, Yaakov beseeched mercy from himself, that he should not be counted amongst the wickedness of his descendants. No, like the Pasuk in Bereishis, that Yaakov said, Besoidim al Tavei Nafshi, and this was referring to Levi, his descendants, which is where Kairach came from, in their secret council, let my soul not come, and in their assembly, let not my honor be unified. What does that mean? In their secret, let not my soul come. That refers to the spies, where it doesn't say by any of them that they're the son of son up until the son of Yaakov. And so to in their assembly, let not my honor be unified. That's the assembly of Karech, although it talks about the ancestry of Karech, but it doesn't say Ben Yaakov. Another one of the players with Das Kerech was Dasan. Why was he called Dasan? Sha'avar al Das El, because he violated the law of God. Another one, the famous partner of Dasan was Aviram, is She'iber Atzmi, because he strengthened his heart. Mi Asayis Tshuva, from doing Tshuva, from repenting. The Ain, another player, is his name was Ain, She'yasha Baninis, because he sat in mourning, meaning that he repented for his being part initially of the evil counsel of Adas Kerech and Das Maviram in fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says he was Oin Ben Peles. What's Peles? Sheneso Le Ployes, where miracles happened for him, that he was saved from the Adas Kerech of being swallowed up into the ground. And then goes up another generation, Ben Reuben, the son of Reuben. What this refers to, Ben Shudra of Vehaven, the son who saw and he understood that he's not acting appropriately with these people, and he separated himself from them. Amar Rav, Rav says, Oin Ben Peles, Ishta Hitzilasi. Actually, it's his wife who saved him. Amar Leh, his wife said to him, Mai Nafka Lachmina, what do you care? Ima Rabba, if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to win and he's going to be the leader, so either way, Antamida, you'll be the student. Vima Rabba, and if Karach is going to win, Antamida, you're still going to be the student, you're still going to be a follower. What do you gain by who's going to be the leader? So Amalo, he said to her, but my Abba, what can I do? You're right. But Havoi Ba'itza, I was with them in the initial council, Vishtabili Bahadayu, and I swore with them that if they're going to call me, I'm going to be and join with them in the fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amalei, she said to him, Yidana de Kula, I know regarding all your colleagues, Kinishta Kadishaninu, they're all a holy assembly. They were all modest and holy, and they're not going to come to me if I have my hair uncovered. Except like the Pasuk says, Kikola Eidu Kulm Kadishim, because the entire assembly were holy. So Amalei, she said to her husband, Tub, sit. Da'ano matinulach, stay here, I'm going to save you. Ashka say Chamra Varvise, she gave him wine to drink and she intoxicated him. Vaganisa Gavoy, and he fell asleep inside. Isval Baba, she sat outside the home as a pretend type of kofiyot manalev with a sar salamazi, and she uncovered her hair sitting out there on the front porch. Now, called to us, whoever came to call Ayn in the fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazia saw her with her hair uncovered, hader, and he went away. And the hachiv hachi ivlulu. In the meantime, they all got swallowed up, and he was saved by his wife. Contrast, Itzi the Karech Amalei, the wife of Karech, said to him, Chazim, I covered Moshe. Look what Moshe is doing. You have a malka. He's the king. Lachur Shavur Kana Rabba, his brother Aaron, he made into the high priest. Libnei Achai Shavinu Sagni Dekana, his brother's sons, he made into the deputy chief Kahanim. And Iasi Truma, if Truma comes, Amar Tabla Koin, he says it goes to the Kahanim, all part of the family business. Yasa Maiser, and even when there's Maiser, the Maiserishan, the Shaklisu Atin, where finally something you Leviim, my husband, you take, Amar Havu Chad B'yud L'Koin, he still says, oh, you got to give Truma's Maiser, you got to give 1/10 of your Maiser to the Koin. Void moreover, the guy's a little mazyaichu. He's cutting off all yehir, like the pasuk says in Bamidbar Ches, Vavi or Tara called Basam, that to take a razor on their entire flesh and cut off all their hair. Umetaluchu, and he's making a mockery out of you, like you're like a bunch of fools. Kikufta, like dung. Like that's what he's like, he looks at you like a piece of dung. Eina yov b'mazyaichu, it's because he has an eye on your hairs, so that you shouldn't be men of beauty, of figure, like him. So he wants to cut off all your hair to make a mockery out of you. So Amalos, the Kerech said to her, what do you mean? Ha'ihunami, but Moshe himself also cut off it. He did the same thing. He cut off his hair too. Amalei, his wife said to him, no. Ki even the Kul Rabbusu today, since everything, the entire monarchy is his, so he's not concerned if he cuts off his hair. Amr Ihunami, he says also regarding himself, like the Pasuk says, Tamas Nafshim Palishtim, like Shimshon had said, let my soul die with the Philistines, I'll take them down with my own death. So Moshe Rabbeinu says the same thing, look, I'll take off my hair like them, and what do I care, since anyways, I get everything, and I'm making a mockery out of them, so okay, I'll cut off my hair too, just so that, to appease them. So, but he doesn't really, he's not doing it because he's part of you, he wants to make a mockery, take off all your hair. He just doesn't want you to suspect him, so he's taking his office here too. Void Morovus said, the wife of Karach, the Kamalachu Avdisu Techelte. He tells you that you have to make from your tzitzis on your four cornered garments that you have to have one of the strings has to be out of blue wool. Now says his wife, Isa Gedaita Techelte Hashiva Mitzvah. If you would think, like Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to convince you, that Chelis is considered a mitzvah, then why doesn't he tell you to make the entire garment Chelis? Actually go and take a garment of tchelis, and go ahead and have your entire, all your talmidim and from the study hall, go out and wear an entire garment of tchelis. Where as elsewhere the Medrash tells us that they were making a mockery out of Moshe Rabbeinu, where there is a mitzvah putting tchelis on the strings even if the garment is blue, which his wife was saying, what do you mean? Then the whole garment is blue, why would you need tzitzis to be blue? Says the Gemara, that's what the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chachmas Noshim Bansa Besa, the wisdom of the woman builds her home, Zu Ishtei Shal Emben Pelas, that refers to the wife of Emben Pelas, who she saved him from a needless machlekes, which ultimately would have taken his life. Vivelis Beyodet Tarasena, where it's the wickedness, the wicked one, with her hand, she destroys her home, Zu Ishtei Shal Karach, that refers to the wife of Karach, who she goaded him on, and ultimately caused this great biblical proportion, machlekes of Adas Karach, where the woman of the home was the deciding factor in both these incidents in the same epoch of history, where the wife of Amon Pelas saved and the wife of Karach caused his destruction.